Well, you've always downplayed this. However, there was a counselor out at your high school, one Gary Pulver, also known on this show as the Pulverizer. He's been mentioned a few times. Now, describe, if you will, your relationship with the Pulverizer.
He was a guidance counselor, and he wasn't even my guidance counselor. He was the back end of the alphabet. Somebody had A through M, and the other guy had
the rest.
Yeah, the rest of the letters. And he had the rest, I guess. I didn't know him until he emailed a few months ago and said that, hey, one of your old counselors, blah, 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 still at the school. I was like, okay, great. And then Danny, his name is Mr. Pulver, and Danny nicknamed him the Pulverizer.
Well, he has come forward once again with more detail on your academic career.
Yeah.
With this email. Let us read. Hi, Corby.
Hi, Mr. Pulver.
Mark that.
Hi, Corby.
I sent you an email a while back letting you know about the great price that Amazon.com had on the wire.
He did?
And apparently you got it from the old counselor. Didn't really think about it again, but the other day our band director said he had heard my name on the ticket lately. And sure enough, I was in a classroom the other day and a kid asked me if I listened to the ticket. And he said his uncle was Steve Ellington and he knew you and that there had been some talk about me on your show.
Steve Ellington's a buddy of mine from school.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I haven't heard any of it myself, but about the only time I can really listen is during E-News. The band director said something about how Bayless and Reiner had been giving you the business, apparently questioning your leadership at Shackelford.
What? He had not.
Now, what is Shackelford?
That was a junior high.
Our band director even said they have referred to me as the Pulverizer. Let's make sure these two guys know just what a great leader you were. I went back and checked, and your picture was in the annual at least 10 times.
Pal.
Certainly a record never to be beat.
Pal.
Although the years do fade some memories, I distinctly remember Mrs. Bowen, your student council sponsor, speaking about your accomplishments in tears at the awards assembly.
What? What, was she cutting an onion?
Quite the student you were.
She was so overwhelmed by what you accomplished as to be moved to tears, huh?
Yes.
Let us continue.
Wow.
She said that you were the best student council president the school had ever had.
Thank you. What an honor.
And the pictures in the annual do not lie. There you are, one, surrounded by all of those girls on the student council.
I went to TCU. All right.
Two, on the National Junior Honor Society.
Yeah.
For the smart kids, right?
Right.
Three, whooping it up with the rest of the boys on the city championship football team with Coach Spruill.
Yeah.
Woo!
Whooping.
Four, with the small group of kids who made the A honor roll every 6 weeks that year.
Yes.
Five, crowned king at the dance that year.
King?
Retard dance party.
Probably. That's what it was.
What do you mean, king?
I don't know, man. They had
you have to wear a crown
king
and
queen,
a purple
dude,
velvet robe?
I don't know.
Do you still have the crown?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wear it every other day.
Did you have to dress up like Burger King?
Is that what they made you play football in?
Yeah, I had to wear the freaking Burger King outfit. That's where that idea came from for the commercials.
King Cobra. Do you want me and Mike to start bowing to you, Your Royal Highness?
This is
do
a
you
long...
need somebody to follow along behind you to handle your cape? Grooms can do that.
This is a long...
Throwing out rose petals?
Long time ago, and...
This has not been that long ago, Corby.
Mike, I graduated you know 20 years ago.
It wasn't long ago that he was the king of Deep Ellum.
Yeah, that's right. He's been the king of stuff before.
There's a common thread here. You're the king, man. Wow.
Crowned king at the dance that year. What kind of dance was this?
So that doesn't mirror what you did?
We're not talking about me. What kind of dance was this?
Mike was king of the Acme Club.
I swear to God, Mike, I don't remember. I don't remember.
You guys hear that? He just called me Mike. He's not liking this.
No,
no,
I'm not.
He's not happy.
Not.
All right, keep going.
I don't remember.
I want to hear more accomplishments.
I mean...
Those are all the... Is that not enough?
I mean, no, there's tons more, though.
He's been crowned king.
I remember being on the A.
And he's in the National Honor Society. He was whooping it up with Coach Spruill.
What else?
Dude.
Is that not enough?
Well, is there more?
No, but is that not
enough? No, that's plenty. But it sounded like...
I mean, what did you got on your ledger?
I got some moves.
I've got a flask in my mouth if you guys want to join me for an after-hours drink.